Hey, how's it going? What's up, everybody? This is our episode number 4 of our podcast, Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere. I'm Joel F. Gardner, and I'm here with my buddy Derek Sweet.
Derek Sweet.
So we just had some really weird shit happen in here.
Yeah, we have fart ghosts.
Some kind of fart ghost in here. Derek farts, lets one go, and apologizes after the fact.
I did that, it's true.
And, of course, then it hits me like a wall, and I have to admit it was very, very, very raunchy. What's that?
And it lingered.
It lingered. So Derek leaves the room and he comes back. And he's like,
room to
man,
see.
Holy, it still smells in here. What did I shit my pants? I gotta go check to see if I shit my pants.
So I go and check to see if I shit my pants.
And then he comes back.
And it smells like flowers.
Yeah. All of a sudden it smells like flowers in here. And I didn't spray. He's like, did you spray something in here? And I, no. Nothing. And he's like, why does it smell like flowers? And I didn't smell it at first. But sure enough, I take a sip of my my McDonald's Coke here, and it all of a sudden tastes like flowers.
So, yeah, we're kind of scared.
Very, very scared. Or unless your farts just mysteriously turn into flower smell.
Did you seriously tell that story before you even introed? Oh, no, you did intro
I
the
intro'd
show.
The show.
Did you say it was called Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere?
Yeah, dude, shit. Pay attention.
I don't think you did. You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just in case. This is Stuck
this
in the
is
Middle
stuck
of Somewhere.
Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere, yeah.
So, what do you want to talk about first? I guess we should maybe talk an issue we had on last week's episode that we should maybe go back and revisit because of
this
some
is
new
crazy
news that came
crazy
out.
News.
I can't believe it. Explain what this ruling that came down today.
Well, there was a ruling that decided that you are not allowed to resell the software AutoCAD. Because the original purchasers of the software were licensees and they didn't own the software.
They were just licensing the software,
which is in your licensing agreement for pretty much every piece of fucking software you use. Everything, even video games, right? And so since this ruling came down about AutoCAD, it could be extended to anything. Any video game publisher could now claim that EB Games and GameStop are facilitating the breaking of the law, it seems, by allowing people to trade used games.
Now, do you know, is this just a statewide thing, or is this in Canada as well, like all North America? Or
I have no idea.
And we got to look into that, because it's, to be honest, man, I've still, and again, EA, we discovered through Derek buying NHL 11 that EA has also enforced this one-time-only code. Where you have to enter this thing in order to access the online play, rendering it pretty much useless.
NHL 11 can't be played
NHL
online.
NHL 11.
If you buy it used, well, it can be, but you have to pay an extra $10.
Yeah, you got to buy. You have the option to buy that code though, right?
Yeah. So from now on, if you buy an EA Sports title used, you will have to purchase an online pass to be able to play online, and that online pass is currently selling for 800 points on Xbox, which is what, like $12, right?
$12 around there, yeah.
So that's what you got. No,
unbelievable. I still don't get it, man, because I still think they're doing themselves more harm than good, at least from the way I look at it. I'm not sure how many other people out there are like me, but I'm just not going to be able to afford to buy new games anymore. It's really going to come down to me choosing, every couple months, which one's worth waiting for, you know, like a game like Spider-Man, I'm not going to just go out and buy now.
Yeah. Nor should you.
No, really.
We'll talk about it later. It's a wicked game, but
okay, we'll
price,
get into that later. Yeah.
But yeah, but so with this NHL thing, I don't know. See, to me, if it was like an MMO and they were actually dedicating server space to storing people's accounts or something with them, then I can understand charging for it, right?
Yeah.
But with a console game, if your concern is server usage and connecting players together, then when the person trades their used game again, there's one less person playing that game, so the server load is different. So, and you should be able to detect whether somebody's using the same game to now play on a different account and delete the settings for the first account if it is a hard drive storage issue, right?
Yeah.
So there are reasons why people should charge for online play. It's not free for companies to provide that, but Jesus Christ, $12? $12
per player?
Well,
when you're talking about, I assume, well, yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, that can't be the issue. Like, yeah, that can't be it. It's seriously just them seeing people buying used games, and in their minds, that's money lost to them, because those people, if there weren't used games, they would buy that new, which is not true. Like, it's not true for every game. I'm only going to, if that's the ruling and no more used games come out, I'm only going to buy those good games. Yeah. I'm not going to buy a fucking SmackDown versus Raw.
It would be wicked to see, actually, what the effect of this is. Like, I wonder if less people will buy
sports games now.
And then they'll be like, oh, good, we're selling more copies. And it'll be like, no, just the overall usage of your game went down. And the numbers of people playing online went down. And that's all that happened. People just stopped playing your game.
Yeah.
And, like, no one actually went out and continued to buy it brand new. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see the figures on what happened.
Yeah, I was definitely shocked when I saw that ruling. And, yeah, like you said, it'd be definitely be interesting to see what happens.
It's got to be something where the console people will be able to say, you can't do this to consoles.
Well, shit, it's not going to affect PC guys at all. Like, how many people rip off PC game, like, just get pirated games regardless, you know?
AutoCAD's way harder. You can't just steal AutoCAD. You can, but it's not like it is with other software. It's protected. I remember back in the day, 3D Studio, you had to have a piece of hardware in your computer in order to use it. But the pirates still came up with a crack to bypass right? So it was like,
they'll always find a way, man. That's like trying to stop BitTorrents and downloads and everything. You're never going to stop that shit.
Yeah.
It's impossible. It's like the war on drugs, man. Like, you ain't never going to stop that.
Yeah.
Give me a break. But Speaking of 3D... I went and saw Resident Evil.
Whoa, that was a loose segue right there.
You said 3D.
3D Studio.
You mentioned 3DS, which is what got me thinking about it. I was like, 3DS, oh yes, 3D.
Speaking of 3D rendering software, let's talk about the latest hit 3D movie on the market. It's a segue, but it's a loose one. That's all I'm saying.
It's good enough for us. Shit.
It's good enough for this show, yeah.
Anyway...
So you saw Resident Evil 3D?
I went and saw Resident Evil 3D, and it was one of the most annoying experiences I've had in a long time.
What?
Man.
Why?
It had nothing to do with the movie itself. We'll get back to that in a second. But for some reason, I didn't realize that Resident Evil was a comedy until the assholes next to us wouldn't stop laughing throughout the whole movie, and it was like that, and that stupid like. Stereotypical stoner laugh, you know, like at everything, you know, like just anything. Alice bending down to pick something off the ground. Like every couple seconds, man, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, no, like that's crazy. I would,
not even that. So then the chick in front of me, for some reason, I can maybe understand it like the first time it happens. But it was one of those type of people that when the 3D comes out of the screen, she gives her like, one of those, like it's going to hit her, you know? Like she's like ducking out of the way. And she must have done that 50 times throughout this entire movie. And I'm like, you're kidding me. You are shitting me. It's not coming at you. It's not really coming out of the screen.
Maybe
like,
nobody told her what she was getting into. And she was like Amish or something. She had no idea. And then it was like, let's play a joke on the Amish girl. Maybe that's...
Well, she definitely wasn't Amish. I can tell you that. But, speaking of other stupid shit like that... that I heard was a guy behind me before the movie started was wondering, if you're sitting in the front row, does the 3D, like, go over your head?
I don't know. What?
If you're sitting in the front row, does the 3D, like, come out of the screen and go over your head? Like, he didn't realize. Are you serious?
It doesn't, right?
It's
a flat image on the screen, and it's relative to each person, of course, right? Okay. I didn't know what you were getting at. I'm like, shit, it doesn't, does it? I don't sit in the fucking front row. What retard sits in the front row?
You kind of imagine that it's not actually coming out of the screen and going over your head.
So what was this guy doing?
He was just inquisitive and wanted to know if that's what actually happened.
Oh, interesting. Well, yeah, I mean, maybe the...
you think that's a legit question?
No, now that you point out how stupid it is, I'm like, yeah, no, of course not. It would be.
I started laughing my ass off when he said it. That's for sure.
But the people laughing next to you, man, that just reminds me of Zombieland, which I heard was a great movie, but it was completely ruined for me because of the two guys laughing super obnoxiously through the whole film.
And that's why I hate the theater experience, man, because of other people, dude.
Those guys got their asses kicked after the show, though.
Really? So. Oh, yeah, told me about that story.
I watched the guy get knocked out of his shoe. The guy hit him so hard. He challenged every single person that came out of the theater to a fight. And then
he was just pissed out of his mind, yeah. Obviously.
And then, they were drinking beer during the show, but they got it taken away. So he couldn't get too drunk.
As if they weren't drinking before the show, though.
Yeah, it's a long show. That they got it taken away in like the first 15 minutes. So they had at least an hour to sober up before the end of the show, right? It's a pretty long time.
I guess so.
So he didn't seem drunk to me, but anyways, he just seemed like a fucking redneck idiot. That seriously did not seem like a fucking drunk. He just seemed like, wow. He was even saying,
just
like,
a total douchebag.
Well, he was saying, the South will rise again. He's in Canada. The South will rise again. And he was saying, I'm a fucking redneck. I'm proud redneck. He was saying that shit. So he was challenging everybody to a fight. Finally, a guy comes out in a fucking, just MMA watcher, affliction t-shirt, just huge, probably an MMA fighter himself. Right?
Yeah.
Comes out. He goes, did you tell me to shut up? And the guy goes, yeah, it was me. What are you going to do? Guy challenged the fight. The big guy kicked the shit out of him so bad, he literally flew out of his shoe. There was a shoe left sitting on the ground. The guy had to put his one shoe back on.
Were people cheering? Because I'd be like all over that going, yeah, dude.
It was Canadians, right? So they were politely sitting around. Yeah.
Should he be hitting him like
there
that?
There was no raucous cheering, but I remember I stood up to him for a sec because he's like, man, everyone loved that. Everyone loved my laughing and my comments and stuff like
that.
And I went, no, they didn't. You ruined that film, you asshole.
Who is he, George Costanza?
Yeah, seriously.
What the fuck?
Thinks everybody's entertaining.
Man, so back to the movie itself. Now, I don't know... I don't know if you've seen Avatar or not, because I never saw Avatar.
I saw it twice.
Did you?
Yeah.
This was easily the best 3D I've ever seen. It was fucking remarkable, man. Like, so remarkable, however, that it kind of distracted from the movie, like, itself. Like,
well,
I seriously could not tell you what the storyline of the movie is. I just saw it on Saturday, because I was so engrossed in these visuals that... After a while, I'm kind of like, well, what's going on? Like, I totally don't know what's happening in this movie right now.
That could be.
Now, was Avatar like that? Was it, like, super distracting to you?
Well, it was so distracting that I didn't realize how much of a piece of shit Avatar was, because I left going, wow, that movie was awesome, and then I saw it a second time, and I was like, yeah, it wasn't that great.
Really?
Actually. It was really hack and borrowed a lot from Fern Gully and Dances with Wolves, apparently. I don't know. I haven't seen either of those movies, Fern Gully or Dances with Wolves, so I can't
say. I don't know
that.
What Fern Gully is. I've seen Dances with Wolves. So.
I know, can you believe I've never seen Dances with Wolves? It's like, yeah, I've never seen Godfather. It's pretty much equivalent to saying,
yeah,
like,
seriously, man.
I can't believe I've never seen it.
Amazing film.
But I have seen Godfather. But anyway, so yeah, the 3D, though, yeah, it was distracting in the sense that I didn't realize that Avatar really wasn't that well written of a film.
See, the reason I didn't go see Avatar was just because of the length, and everyone's saying, yeah, you got to see it. But every time I went to go see it, it's like, do I really want to go spend 3 hours in a theater right now?
I
don't really want to.
That I can't pause or do anything,
and I have to deal with shitheads like the guys next to us, laughing and stuff.
The theater experience blows now.
Especially it really does blow. But
surround sound and a fucking big screen TV at your house too.
Now, like a movie like Resident Evil, which I would, I would have to say it's almost a different experience. You know what I mean? Like if you're gonna see Resident Evil, don't see it like on your TV, non-3D, because from what I remember, it was a shitty movie. I can't even remember what it was about. Obviously, it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
So the only way to see a movie like that is in the theaters.
Yeah.
But are you willing to pay $15 just for this 3D experience?
I am. Yeah, I love it. I think it's trippy.
It was incredible. Yeah. It was super trippy. Like what? So, what do you think about this whole 3D trend, though?
I really didn't care for it a lot. Like I saw Avatar, Alice in Wonderland. I saw Up in 3D. What was the one that came out before Up, though? What was the one that was really good in 3D before Up and Avatar and everything?
No, I was going to say Wall-E, but it wasn't Wall-E.
There was something. Anyways, I really enjoyed one film in 3D, and then I went to watch another one in 3D, and I was like, that one was obviously just 3D'd up.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
It
yeah.
wasn't made for 3D. They just threw it in afterwards, and that was up. I didn't feel it looked that great. There was a lot of shots where the objects hit the edges of the screen, which completely destroys the effect.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, well, Alice in Wonderland was the same way.
Yeah. Alice in Wonderland wasn't as bad, but it had problems too. And then I've also noticed the 3D, if you're not sitting in the middle of the theater, you get tracers. If you're slightly to the left or the right, mm-hmm. on either side, you get tracers, which, you know, if I was like at a rave, and it would be cool, but
yeah, I think that's on these. I have a major problem with these movies that are upping the 3D, like yeah. The Last Airbender, Clash of the Titans, up, you know, like even Alice in Wonderland wasn't so bad because of the fact that it was mostly CG anyway, mm-hmm. so it wasn't too hard to make that 3D. But a movie like you know, Last Airbender and that, what it just, especially what the latest horrible incident of this upping the 3D, from what I saw, was a preview before Resident Evil was for Jackass 3D.
Oh, Jesus.
It is unfucking believable how this is passing for a 3D movie in any way. Right before Jackass 3D, they showed a trailer for Saw 3D, and it was one of those movies that was filmed in 3D using this new James Cameron technology that he developed, like yeah. Resident Evil, and it looked fucking incredible. Right after that was Jackass 3D, and I was seriously taking my glasses off and on, and I'm just going, well, all it's doing is putting the picture in focus.
Right.
Like, that's all it is. Like, there was no 3D aspect to it whatsoever. Just when you had the glasses off, it was out of focus. And when you put your 3D glasses on, it was in focus.
Wow. So clearly it's being used as a marketing gimmick sometimes, and it's actually being used for artistic reasons other times. So
other times, yeah.
Pick your 3D movies carefully, I think, is the lesson. I'm going to go check out Resident Evil, I think, because I really liked the first two movies. And no, not because they had good stories.
The third one was pretty good, too, man.
What? There was a third
when they're
one?
On the desert and shit like that?
I didn't know. I thought this was the third one.
No, this is number four.
I didn't
yeah, you
see
should check it out, man. It was actually pretty good.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I usually just pass on video game movies, right? Like, I'm just, oh, that's
good. I think this series is easily one of the best adaptations.
Yeah.
There's definitely few, if any, others out there that I can think of.
I like Resident Evil's imagery.
I always have,
so I'll go watch a wicked 3D movie. That's probably why I skipped the third one, is I was like, yeah, you know, I'm done with that one, with that series. But now that it's like killer 3D, I'll probably be like, all right, I'll go see some wicked imagery that I love, like zombie. It's not just zombie imagery. They take it one step further
yeah.
where it's like really fucking strong,
crazy
zombies,
creatures.
Crazy,
like they had
yeah.
in the 3D one, they got that dude from Resident Evil 5
Nemesis,
with the big axe or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, at the start where he comes at you with that big fucking axe?
I think it's Nemesis.
Yeah,
the guy's
I can't remember
name
what
or
his name
else,
is.
Though. The name of the game was Nemesis, and the guy's name was something. I can't remember anyways.
But and I also discovered that there's different types of, not only the filming different 3Ds, but when you look at a 3D listings, there's like digital 3D, real 3D, and then like Dolby 3D.
What the hell?
Which is, and they're whole different formats, and supposedly real's better than digital, and all this bullshit. Like,
weird.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing, but anyway, do you want to get into latest games? You want to talk about Spider-Man before?
Yeah, Spider-Man is, it's no Arkham Asylum. We'll say that. This is not the Arkham Asylum of Spider-Man games, as I saw one reviewer put it. I can't remember who. But it's totally true. Like, it's a really fun game, but it's just short of being amazing.
Yeah, I had mixed feelings when I saw this game coming out, and I seen some trailers for it. Number one, because the Spider-Man games in the past haven't been the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
And but number two, it did look... I like the idea of this, these four different Spider-Mans and four alternate dimensions and whatnot. Like,
yeah, no, the idea is cool. A lot of reviewers complained that there was no story. I don't care. It actually,
I hate when that's a complaint, man.
There is a really good, each level has a great story. It's
yeah.
just the overall arcing story is anything, but each level has tons of personality and awesome design, and it's a cool game, but it just falls short of greatness, mostly because it is repetitive. Even though you're in these different dimensions and you have totally different Spider-Mans all with different powers, you still somehow seem to be rescuing four citizens And then fighting some guys, and then doing a boss battle.
Doing the same type of thing, just a kind of a different way of doing it?
Exactly, yeah. And it's so, and it's not different enough. And as I'm progressing through the game, I'm kind of like, oh yeah, there actually is quite a lot of repetition. Even though every level has totally different graphics, totally different enemies that you're fighting, and they have different ways of attacking you, you still end up just fighting enemies, rescuing citizens, first boss battle, fight more enemies, rescue more citizens, final boss battle. Every level has the exact same format. Fuck. But, you know, and another thing I learned is apparently I didn't know as much about Spider-Man as I thought, because I literally have recognized maybe 30, like one third of the villains.
Was it, they supposedly they rewrote a lot of it.
Yeah.
There's like the actual mythology and whatnot. They rewrote.
Kraven I'd never heard of.
Oh, I've heard of Kraven.
Electro I'd never heard of.
I've heard Electro.
Yeah. See, apparently I just wasn't as big of a Spider-Man, because I know every single, like when they had, I can't remember the big guy in Arkham Asylum. He was like the one.
Bane. Oh, not yeah, Bane.
Yeah, when they had Bane, he was the only one I had never heard of. Every single other Batman.
You didn't even heard of Bane? Bane's the guy that broke Batman's back?
Yeah, no, shit. I know. I didn't read Batman. Apparently, I didn't read as many comics as I thought I did. I always read like the black and white, like Dark Horse comics and stuff that no one else read. And,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I didn't do any of the superhero stuff. I missed out. Other than Spider-Man McFarlane. So anyway, Spider-Man was, it's cool, but like not worth full price.
Yeah.
It's like, it's definitely something that, I don't know if I'll trade it, because it is crazy cool.
You gotta
cool.
Let me play it when you're done with it.
Yeah. It's crazy cool. There's parts of it that are so awesome. Like the level designs are just wicked, and like the bosses are really well done. But
nice. I picked up Plants vs. Zombies for Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah, I saw you playing that.
Yeah, I got kind of duped again, man, and I'm going to have to learn to
some
more research when I buy these fucking Xbox Live Arcade games that claim to be multiplayer and co-op. Because it is multiplayer and co-op, but local multiplayer co-op only. And it was one of the only reasons I bought the game, you know. It was like, nice, it's multiplayer and I get to play with fucking all my buddies, Plants vs. Zombies. Nice, dude. Yeah, I guess. Like, it's still fun.
I don't mean to suggest you don't have buddies. I just mean to suggest our friends have kids and don't fucking play video games anymore. And we're
true.
You have kids and you're still playing, so it's no excuse.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway, sorry, you were saying Plants and Zombies?
Yeah, I mean, they made enough changes to it, though, that to still make it fun. Like, I have it on the iPhone, and it was easily that and Angry Birds are easily the two best games that I've played on an iPhone. And
gotta check out Mirror's Edge now.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it looks incredible. I've heard nothing but good reviews.
Yeah, I played about 5 levels now, and it's awesome.
But, you know, now you have, like, a little Zen garden, and you can have your own house and all that. Actually, I haven't got my own house yet, but... And there's, like, puzzle modes and all these other different modes and stuff.
What are you talking about?
Plants vs. Zombies.
Has a Zen garden?
Yeah, there's, like, this Zen garden where you can, like, grow your plants and whatnot.
Weird.
And
okay.
It's so funny. I got, like, all the achievements... Like, by myself, even the co-op ones and the multiplayer ones, it's like, because it's so, yeah, whatever. But it's, if you've never played it, if you don't already own Plants vs. Zombies, definitely pick it up. But if you do own it on iPhone, I mean, it's not that much of a difference to kind of justify the 1,500 points, so...
Wow,
it's a great game, though, man. You've never played Plants vs. Zombies, have you?
I played the demo. I thought it was pretty cool, but I mean, I just have like three $70 games waiting to be finished.
Speaking of which, I heard you had quite a strict video game schedule that you had to adhere to last night. Your girlfriend is telling me.
About that?
So, okay, we're going to have to play like an hour of Mafia, then we're going to move into 2 levels of Spider-Man, then after that I want to get some Halo Reach in, about an hour and a half, then at like around 10:30 we'll...
If she needs to play these games with me, if she wants to play them, she needs to understand that we can't just take a couple days off. This is serious business. Games need to be played every night, and we need to progress through them, because the other games come out. I gotta finish this shit. I can't just not finish this shit.
Did you watch the movie I sent you about the Dead Space 2 multiplayer?
I didn't watch the movie, no, I just read the article.
Yeah, there was like a movie at the bottom or whatnot. It's like, it's almost like Left 4 Dead.
For
Dead Space.
Looks wicked.
Which I think is kind of cool, but I mean, if I'm already going to be playing that, I might as well play Left 4 Dead. You know what I mean? Like, they made a good point at the end of the article where they said, like, it's nothing like when these games like Black Ops and Halo Reach are coming out, which are adding so much to this new to the multiplayer, you know, and adding all these new features and shit, it's kind of nothing new, you know what I mean? And they're not sure if it's going to hold up, and I don't know if it would either.
The other thing too is if you're going to play a game multiplayer, you got to pick one. You don't if you know if you're going to really play a game,
true.
You got to focus. You can't just
if you want to be competitive,
Well, and but what's the reason what's the point of playing multiplayer other than a few times to have fun? But if you're going to play a game a lot and actually build a character to 50, you might as well be taking that seriously, right? So we were saying we were going to play Mag. We still haven't played that since we said we were going to.
I heard there's a Mag 2 coming out, though.
Really, yeah?
Yeah. Nice. It was like a listing at Walmart or something like Ataki was talking about.
But if I'm going to spend a lot of time learning something multiplayer, it's going to be StarCraft 2 or NHL 11 or NBA K11.
Well, how was Halo Reach? You picked up Halo Reach.
I had fun playing it, but I mean, it's got a whole progression system now and you a credit system and you buy stuff. It actually looks incredibly similar to Black Ops, new video that we watched.
Oh, really?
You get credits and you buy upgrades and all that.
Interesting.
Yeah, it looks like the same as that, but it's class-based Halo Warfare. I mean, yeah, I'm going to play it a bit, but I don't know if I'm going to get to StarCraft anyways. Honestly, it's too intimidating. It's like...
Yeah, it's like really I was saying, especially a game like StarCraft, like a game like Call of Duty or something like that, like in terms of it being an FPS, you can kind of transfer your skills from one game to another, you know, but having a game like StarCraft where it's so deep and like you have to know the units and you have to know what they counter and how much they cost and what's the optimal time to be producing them and all this shit.
Yeah.
That's a game where you, if you're going to play it seriously, that's the only game you play.
Well, I played and I had some pretty good successes. I won a few games playing by myself, but then the problem I found was that now I knew Terran really well. Now I had to learn Zerg and Protoss inside and out as well.
Just in order to counter them.
Just to counter them properly. And I was like, man, I don't have time. So I went back to StarCraft 1 and started playing Zerg, and it's impossible. It's like way too hard because the game's so old and clunky, and it's like...
You have to dedicate a lot of time. Even when you're not playing the game, you're still thinking about it, thinking of strats and...
So I'm going to take it slow and keep learning it, but I just don't know if I'll ever take to the point of playing online a lot. I'd love to, but
it's definitely the reason that I never got into it, man, just because I don't have the attention span for it. Even if I got on the boat, like when it took off, I'd be hopping ship a mile out, you know what I mean? Just because I'm onto a new game every week, you know? I'm not just an FPS player or an RTS player or...
But that's dragging on me lately. I'm starting to see that all these games are really the same. It's like, because Kelsey said that once when she was watching me play, and she's like, I don't know how you play all these games. They're the same thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you talking about? It's a different story. And then, but lately I'm playing so many single-player games, and I'm like, this is just like this other game that I played, and I don't care that the story's different. It still feels like I'm playing that other game.
But you can say that about a lot of things, man, like movies. How many movies have you seen that are similar to other movies? It's like, well, why are you watching this movie? It's exactly like that movie, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all just entertainment and something to keep your brain occupied, I guess. But
like hockey or basketball or stuff, because those games actually are pretty different from other ones.
Yeah, I don't. I was talking to Kelsey about this. I don't know why I can't get into sports games. It's just... I don't know what it is.
Have you ever actually just bought one and spent
time? Back in the day, like Sega Hockey NHL 93 and 94 and those games, but since then, hockey kind of went into that slump where it kind of went to shit for
a
while.
Telling you, man, if you picked up NHL 11, you would take it.
I picked up NHL 10 because everyone was telling me to get NHL 10, and holy fuck, was that a mistake, man.
Yeah, I don't know. All of our friends were still playing that game until the day before NHL 11 came out, so it can't be so bad, or they must have fixed it.
Either that or me and Jarrett just got the worst copy ever because it was so buggy for us. It was unbelievable.
I did see a petition saying abandon NHL 11.
Until they fix NHL 10.
I did see that one too. So that's a pretty good indication. People saying that EA's strategy is to, rather than fix bugs, just wait till next year, which honestly is a smart business strategy.
And the fact that we were at an Xbox event and the guy that was running it, the guy from Xbox, Microsoft, couldn't figure out how to get this certain game going. I think it was like me and Jarrett versus like three other people was what we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And even the guy from Microsoft couldn't figure it out because it was just the menus and the interface was just too retarded.
Well, it's only four people per machine. You can't play five people.
No, this is online or whatever. It's like me and Jarrett sitting in the room and three other guys from
Yeah, that is insane. You should definitely be able to do that. So I don't.
Well, the guy knew it was possible because he said he'd done it before, but he couldn't figure out how to get there.
Even if you're not going to play online, though, just being able to play seasons and play the game, it is such authentic hockey. Like, it really looks and plays like hockey. It's fun. Like, I love now that you can break sticks and you can. And you can skate with no ice.
See, I think that's my problem, though, is that I love simple hockey. I love fucking ice hockey for the NES. You know, is my favorite hockey game of all time. And what is it? Pass and shoot. Yeah, you know, it's like two buttons.
It's true. I mean, but now they've tried to reduce it down to two sticks, right? They've tried to make it even more simple than a stick and two. But you got some buttons doing things, but. It's really exceptional things like dumping the puck and stuff like that. Things that you don't need to do that often. So
yeah.
I'm telling you, I've played it. I didn't play NHL 10 or NHL 9, but I'm so impressed with 11. I'm like playing through it. I'm like, wow.
Maybe we should have a game and I'll check it out.
Yeah, all right, we can do that.
So
we do that now. I guess. Shit.
Yeah, let's fuck this podcast, man. Get the hell out of here.
I think we're well past half an hour now.
Oh, by the way, the music at the start of the podcast was done. We were talking about our buddy Sean in the last episode and how he is a musician. So we thought, let's throw some of his music on this episode. So what you heard at the start was our buddy Sean. Where you can check, I don't know if you can even check out any of this shit.
Sean Othan. If you search for SEANOTHAN, you'll find him.
Nice, there you go. And there's my phone going off reminding me that it's time to go play some NHL 11.
Cool.
So, everyone, peace out. You could check me out at joelgardner.com and Twitter/joelgardner.
And me at derricksweet.com or Twitter at sweetcomedian.
There you go. And, peace out, bitches.